Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening, God's amazing listeners out there. This is Real Talk with your girl, Miss K, and you know I like to keep it real and honest. Guys, I'm always honest about where I am at spiritually when I do these talks with you guys. You know, I am not perfect. I am young. I make mistakes. But it's not the end of the road. You know, when you serve God, He has so much grace for us. And the funniest thing is that we don't even have that amount of grace for each other. But God's grace is sufficient for us. And I'm not saying go do wrong things, you know, just run to God and ask Him for forgiveness. Nope. He also knows when you're taking Him for a joke. So don't go that way. But His amount of grace that He has for you. So for those who are out there that are struggling, you know, and feel like, you know, God won't accept them for who they are and they're just not at the right place in their life to draw closer to God. The end time is near, guys. The time is now. You are not maybe going to get another day. You're not going to get another opportunity to draw close to God. So don't stop yourself. Don't allow the enemy to rob you from a moment that you can draw closer to God. You know, there's so much young people that are on fire for God. You know, join us. Serve God with all that you can. For the outcome is blessing and favor and long life. You know, it's a seat in the most high place. It's a seat in heaven. Who wants to give that up for just whatever is going on in the world right now? You know, and that's just a little real talk out there. But we are focusing this month on drawing closer to God. And I've been discussing these main vital topics to do so. And that is prayer, fasting, meditating on His word. Today we will be focusing on worship and praise. It is so important that worship and praise is a part of your journey in serving God. You know, it's how we glorify Him. It's how we thank Him. It's how we magnify His name. It is everything we would probably be doing in heaven. Because God has a heart for worship. God has a heart for praise, you know. And guys, I know that we tend to only praise when things are going well. That money came in that you were waiting for. You're like, oh yes, Lord, thank you. It's all you. And then it's done. But when the times get hard, times get tough, you're like, yo, Lord, why? Why me? Why is it me that you are choosing to be like this with? And guys, I'm honest. I've been there. You know, yesterday I had to sort out the brakes on my car, and you know, I had this, I went to court, for a case that I had, regarding a previous job that I was working with, and I won the case. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. I'm still thanking you because it was literally like 2 days ago. So thank you, God. And, they are paying me out. And I'm like, yes, Lord, you know, this is all you. Thank you. I wouldn't have done it without you, because we were meditating and we were praying, you know, for this to happen, that I win the case and everything. And literally like 2 days later, my brakes of my car were so bad that if I continued, the brakes would snap and I would have gotten into an accident. And I'm like, yeah, the devil, just every time he tries, man, like. And I had to spend like literally over 4,000 just for the front brakes, not even all the brakes, just the front brakes of my car. And I'm looking at selling my car. So whoever buys my car will get a car with brand new brakes. And yo, guys, you don't know how emotionally that was eating me, because I'm like, Lord, I just won my case, you know, money that I didn't expect was gonna come, will be coming in, and now this happens and I have to give out money again. Like, yo, why can't I just win and just win the whole time? But you know what, that is not the way things are. Life sucks sometimes, and even in those darkest hours, and guys, I'm like, whenever I'm speaking to you guys, I'm ministering to myself. You know, in those dark times, in those times that where you just made it and then something happens to break you down, that is time to just still thank God, because you know what? My life could have been taken away from me if that breaks wasn't sorted out. You know, things could have happened to me if that wasn't done. And in all of that, you know, I rather just ran to, Lord, why? Why did I have to spend over 4,000? I didn't even thank him that I was at the right place at the right time for my brakes to be checked so that my life can continue, so that I could be here today to minister to someone out there. And, you know, I don't, even though that, you know, many people tune in, if this is just for one person out there, if one person gets saved by listening to this and to the show, you know, that is why we do this. That is why we do this. We do it for that one out there. You know, that one person that needed to hear this. And I just can thank God that I'm here to share this with you. You know, things could have been so different. The money I was excited to get from a case, I might have not even gotten it if something had to happen to my life a few days later because my brakes wasn't sorted out. But I chose to look at the negative and say, Lord, why me? Why my brakes? Why did I have to spend my money to fix this brakes if I'm going to sell the car anyway? You know, and that's just how we are as people. I don't know why we always run to the negative and why we just don't give God praise and thanks that my life was extended. My life was extended. We take those moments for granted, guys. I just want to say don't. Don't, because there's still a purpose and a plan for your life. Some people's life could be stolen from them and taken from them so quickly. And sometimes we just walk by and walk past that moment without giving praise and thanks to God. Don't do that. If you ever experience something like that, if you ever experience something like that in your life, sit down and just think back where you could have almost lost your life and God intervened. God intervened. And the reason for that is because I am telling you, your destiny is connected to someone else. And you're like, wait, what do you mean? So for my life to have been extended now because of the brake issue or whatever, there could be someone listening on the other line that I had to say these things to. And that person would get saved. So my life was extended for that person. Our purpose in life is to save souls, to glorify God, you know, to bring upliftment to people that are struggling through Christ, you know. And like I said, there might be someone struggling with the same thing, and now they hear what I'm saying and they get saved. Or it's just a seed planted in their spirit right now, and someone else continues the work, and that person's life was extended for some reason, and that reason could have been to water the seed I just planted. Do you see how we are all connected as one body of Christ? It's just, honestly, it's beyond amazing. If you understand what God does behind the scenes when you are not, when you don't even know, how he's been fighting on your behalf and you don't even know. Because the enemy is out there to rob, steal, and destroy, to take what is God's. But God is not going to allow it when he understands the anointing and the purpose on your life today. So I just want to read to you what worship and praise is there for. So worship has the ability to break down walls. To break down walls, guys. I want you to understand, worship has the ability to break down walls. And that's just giving God praise. That's just like worshiping and connecting with God. Healing wounds and bringing about inner change. So this is the ability of worship. It is in the act of worship that we surrender ourselves to God, allowing him to work in us and through us. As we lift our voices in praise, we are reminded of his faithfulness, his love, and his purpose. Psalms 22 verse 3. To inhabit the praises of his people, and God is always true to his promise. Our worship provides a place of meeting with God, a place for us to encounter his very presence and embrace his innovation, to join him as he works. Psalms 28 to 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to God. Psalms 105 to 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 12 to 4. And you will say in that day, give thanks to God. Give thanks to the Lord. So I want you to understand, you know, how many times the word praise and worship is mentioned in the Bible. And that's because God enjoys your praise and your worship in the darkest hours and in the most amazing times in your life. As long as you're giving God praise, that is like thanking him. That's like glorifying him. Sorry, guys, tongue twisted. In that moment, for what he has brought about. You cannot do life without God. You cannot make it without God. And the best way to thank God is through your worship and your praise. The best way to warfare against the enemy is through your worship and your praise. You understand how important worship and praising God is. It sets the tone for you. It connects you to God. Prayer, fasting, and worshiping and praising, meditating on the word, like I've mentioned before, these are vital things to draw closer to God. So don't stop doing it. And those who haven't done it, start doing it. Those who have who is stagnant in the spirit, start doing it again. Focus on it. And know that God has an amazing plan for your life. Don't give up, don't give in, and don't let the enemy rob you from that moment or from those moments to worship and praise God. Guys, stay blessed. Be blessed. God bless. This is Real Talk with Miss K, and we are out.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.